tell you something, right?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hello? Yeah.
What's her name?
Christina.
Hello?
Hi, Christina.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Can you hear me? This is Clayton.
Hi, yes.
Hello, hi. So on the call with me is my boss, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Christina.
Hello.
So I'm not sure how much Clayton has told you, but we're working on an app, basically, that is focused around kind of the pet industry. And we're doing a lot of market research, right? So if I could first give you an overview of our app, then you can let me know what would be helpful for you and what's missing in our app, basically, is what we're looking
okay.
The information that we're looking for. So basically, we're making an app, and we'll be advertising for pet-related services. And people will call us, people will text us, people will email us. And then we will basically have an inventory or database of companies, and given their specific needs, their geography, you know where they're located, what they're looking for, if there's a specialty that's required, we will forward them to companies, kind of transfer them to companies, you know, via email, via text, via a live call transfer. So that's kind of the core of the service. And then additionally, we will have, for like you, we would have like a contact list, a database of your clients and information, kind of invoices for those customers. So you'd be able to look at their past history, what they've done, and then you can kind of gauge when they're due to come back, that type of thing as well. And
mm-hmm.
Included with that is sending out invoices. Or sending out reminders or notifications, that type of thing. And back to the kind of transfer of leads of new customers. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's say you get a couple cancellations tomorrow, and you want to fill
mm-hmm.
them. We could provide that for you, basically. In our system, we'd know, oh, you have an opening at 10 o'clock, and also an opening at 4 o'clock. Then we can find customers who suit your needs and you suit their needs and fill those spots, basically. So that, you know, ideally you have kind of continuous work throughout the day, right? You don't have any uptime and downtime. And if you have, and if you're too busy, we can also sort of kind of, you know, subcontract some of your work to other groomers
mm-hmm.
so that you can kind of have an even day. And other features would be invoicing. You can invoice your customers, you know, bill them, or handle sort of the kind of credit card aspect of your transactions with them. And that's kind of the core of the
mm-hmm.
of the app. And given that, what do you think is helpful to you? What do you think you would not use, and then what do you think we could add to make it better for you, to make your day easier, basically?
Okay. So being in grooming, I've been in grooming for about 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a really, really avid note taker.
Okay.
In the industry, it's very, very, very important to be able to A, note important things such as skin conditions,
Okay.
You know, quirks or any quirks, let's say a dog is really aggressive with their feet, you know, maybe like a warning system, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to be able to have access to that information really on the fly. So putting in that information, the easier you can make it for us to put it in, or maybe even perhaps like all that contact information, like maybe have a link or something to where we can send
mm-hmm.
it to our customers, fill this out. You know, you have to have your account so that all of their information can already be like in there so that we don't actually have
right,
to enter it
right.
ourselves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's definitely planned. Yeah.
Are you referring to like somewhat like a bio on the dog? Like a bio for the pet?
Well, for the pet, for each pet, we usually keep notes of what their skin condition is like, what their coat condition was like the last time, what the pricing was last time.
Okay.
A better note-taking system like would be really nice to have.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, let's say, okay, at the end of the day, I have to actually enter all of these, the dog stats and all of that stuff. Like the less we have to actually enter, the better. Because honestly, if I have to sit there and enter all of this information, I'm probably not going to use the app. Because like the old school system, we have the customer fill out like client cards, and they do all the filling out of all the information and put
right,
it in for
right.
us, because we don't have the time to sit there and input all of this.
So
like,
are you using any?
Maybe we can obviously use our talk to text to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I work with my hands, so the easier you can make it to enter the information, the better. The more I would use it.
Yeah, so we definitely could add like an alert related to a specific client that when they make an appointment, it will pop up and say basically, you know, this dog is
aggressive,
has
or
sensitive
wiggly
skin
or
aggressive. Yeah, that you would indicate is an alert that you want for the next time they visit.
Yeah, or this
that
dog is going to take extra time, because there are dogs that I have marked off on, because I'm on the card system right now. Like, I'm doing it real old school, because, like, I haven't been
so,
able
so
to
you have physical cards, file of cards, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
No, we definitely
could
help simplify that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to find an app that is thorough in that,
because
mm-hmm. there's a lot of information that we need to know, and we need to know really quickly. Like, for example, if the dog has any sensitivities, if the dog has any
mm-hmm.
skin issues, if the dog has a special product that we need to use, if
right.
the dog has any quirks, like, for example, he doesn't like his rear touched, or, you know, or if the client likes holistic products, you know. So there's a lot of like notes, like surrounded with notes, which is actually how you provide good service.
Right. So what percentage of your clients would you say are return customers versus new?
Oh, I have a lot of regulars. If I could find
okay.
a better system to kind of keep record of all
mm-hmm.
of these dogs, because I see a lot of dogs in a month. So it's like, it's really hard to keep track of everybody and what's going on with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you had like a reminder system, like for example, like this dog has to get his pads shaved every other month, you know?
Right.
And then
right.
you'll have a reminder this guy, because like, I mean, it's kind of like giving medicine. Like, you just
right.
kind of have to, there's certain services that they're going to want this time that is not really warranted for next time.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So
are you
a mobile pet groomer?
I have a location as well.
Okay. And are you the only groomer?
And I'm actually looking on expanding. Huh?
Yeah. Are you currently the only groomer, or do you have other groomers?
I'm looking for another groomer right now.
Okay. Okay.
Are you doing any advertisement at all? Any marketing?
No, it's all been by word of mouth and Google.
And Google?
Okay, now, do you think you would still be able to expand your company with just word of mouth?
Yeah. It's actually
would you at some point consider
I've actually been
some
running,
type of marketing?
Because I have my mobile, and then I also have my location, and we're actually looking at opening another location. That's why I'm looking to hire another groomer, because I can't really handle everybody on my own. So, and this is just by word of mouth, because I'm getting a lot of traffic that I wouldn't usually get just from the swap meet, because my location is inside of a swap meet.
Oh, okay.
So we get all of that passing traffic that we wouldn't usually have just from that.
Okay. And I actually found your company on Yelp. Are you guys advertising on Yelp, or did you guys just put your company on there?
I did Yelp the advertising, but I found it quite expensive, and it really didn't pay out as much as, you know, getting good reviews did.
And how much did you pay Yelp to advertise for you?
It's per click, I believe. And
oh,
I ended up getting a bill of like 400 something.
And not a lot of.
And how many actual clients did you get from that? Do you recall?
When I was advertising, not much. I found that getting good reviews gave me way more money than doing the whole paying for advertising thing. So I would just encourage my clients to review or I do have a referral program as well as a loyalty program. So I found that a loyalty program and referrals worked a lot better for me than actually paying for advertising.
Yeah, I mean, especially with, I think with like something where you really want someone good to do the work for you, word of mouth is probably very, very important, I would imagine.
Yeah, right? And, I'm also doing some, I'm going to be incorporating a low-income program where
mm-hmm.
I do it based on income on a sliding scale. So that's actually looking to be really big, especially since I'm working out of the swap meets.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so
now,
that's
as far
actually
as,
bringing
software,
in a lot of
revenue. How are you keeping track of your clients and their history at the moment? Are you using software or just
using
a spreadsheet?
Thanks.
I have just been doing it by hand.
By hand? And how are you just like keeping it like in a file cabinet or?
On a log.
On a log, okay. Now, if we had an app that could do all of that for you and you would have access to all of your clients, let's just say hypothetically speaking, you had a client named Joe. You enter Joe's first and last name, and it pulls up literally all the history. It gives you a bio of his pet. It gives you all the history of all the jobs you've ever done, what the next appointment is, and, you know, what the schedule is for that specific dog. Would you work with something like that? That way you can have, you know, a lot less paper and, you know, be able to track everything just from your handheld device?
If it were easy to enter, then yes. It's just getting all of that information in there. Like I said, if it's because I really, you know, day to day, we don't really have a whole lot of time. And because we're paid commission, like we're not getting paid for the time that we're not actually working. So the more time that I have to spend, like that I could be spending with my children, you know,
I totally understand. Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of groomers just prefer to do the old school method or actually pay for a software that's already, but I've already used like a lot of softwares. Right now we're testing out the 123 pet. I think it's like 123 pet software, and it's okay. But it, like I said, it's just the interface and the ease of use, like how user friendly it is.
It's not user friendly at all.
It's just like the way that the interface is, like, it's just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, for example, like it'll have you input the customer, like the owner's information first, whereas I would probably I would probably focus all of the information based on the dog and just like put the owner's like last name. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, you're more concerned about the dog than the owner.
Yeah, and then like have the owner be like secondary, because obviously when people come in, they're like, oh, this is so and so, and you're only able to search it by the owner's name. But
right,
the way I run my business is all about the dog, so I mean it's good to know the owner's name as well, but it's like majority of groomers are like, oh, well, who's this? You know, and then we will search for that dog based on, you know, first and last name. But
yeah, that's definitely something we do. As far as you searching
also,
like, by dog as opposed to owner. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the vaccines, if you could have like an alert system for the vaccines, because like a lot of grooming places, they really aren't checking vaccines as much because a lot of the softwares don't really like alert you.
Okay.
Of which dogs are, you just kind of find out as they come.
Okay. So, alerts,
so then
meaning
the
have they had
there,
their
and
vaccine?
They're mad because their vaccines are expired and you have to turn them away. Whereas, you know, I guess that could be different in operations. You know, the way that you operate, obviously, when somebody calls, you want to check their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like maybe you guys could have, like, email thing where, like, hey, your next appointment's coming up, and we see that your shots are expired, so you might want to bring that at this time, in that, you know, for your next appointment. Whereas, you know, it creates less work for us because then we don't have to, like, go in and find their profile.
So
like
there's kind of a specific checklist that you go through before you actually will perform any service.
I'm sorry?
You have like a checklist that you go through before you'll do any service for a dog, basically? So they had their most recent shots? Do they... Yeah, that would be something that we would definitely incorporate, like an alert system for you, you know, kind of like their file before you go into the operating room, right? You have all the information, the allergies, you know, any conditions that you need to know about, everything that you need to know before you actually start your work. We would definitely do that. But as far as like vaccines, you don't do the vaccines. You just require that they're up to date for the dog before you perform any service?
Yes, and so a lot of the time what happens, especially when you have online booking, is customers will book an appointment thinking they're all good to go because, you know, the dog has been coming here for years, and, you know, they forget that they have to get boosters, and they have to, you know, get the shots is actually, you know, every couple years. So years may go by, and then they forget. Like, oh, I was supposed to get a rabies shot. And then they come in for their appointment, and they're upset that we didn't say anything. But that's because we're really busy. And I didn't really think to check, you know, like, you know, whether dog had his shots or not, because he's been coming to me already.
Yeah, that would definitely be something we could incorporate. Basically, they make an appointment, and then they get an instant reply saying your dog had shots this date. They're due. Have you
Have you done it yet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring in your paperwork.
Right. Oh, so you actually require them to bring paperwork of the shots.
Or at least like email it to us, you know, so that we can see that they've been done.
Do all groomers require that? Or is that like a law, or is it just something that you Is that dependent
on
the
law?
Groomer?
Because there isn't any, like, grooming is a very unregulated field. Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to have a license to groom in the
oh,
state
really?
Of California. So it's a very unregulated field, but a lot of groomers do have good practices, and it's good to have these practices because it's actually going to become state law. Where groomers have to have a license and they have to have proof of vaccinations anywhere that dogs are, like, all together. So it's going to become state law. So it's a good practice to have, and it's a good safety thing, you know, because you just never know. You could get a puppy and it'll get sick, and the next thing you know, you have a lawsuit on your hands.
Right, sure. Yeah.
So it's a good practice to have. Rabies is the absolute, like, I have to have, all of my dogs have to have the rabies shot. The other shots, like, for example, Bordetella is only if you're going to have a lot of dogs within close proximity. But for a mobile groomer, I probably wouldn't require that for my mobiles. But if they're going to be in a salon around other dogs, then I would probably require the combo and the Bordetella and rabies.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. I mean, that's definitely something we can incorporate, sort of reminders and kind of submitting proof of a vaccination, right? So that
yes.
you're ready to go as soon as they bring the dog or
so that
as soon
we have,
you get the dog.
Like, for example, yeah, for example, if animal control were to walk in my doors, then I have to show that I have information on all of these dogs and I have proof of vaccinations for all of these dogs.
Okay, so it is kind of a law then. If
potentially, they could ask but it's
you
not very
for...
enforced.
Okay. So it's a law that's not really enforced, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a
well,
requirement.
It's still important, right, if it's
penalty.
A law. Yeah.
It's more geared towards, like, dog boarding than it is grooming. That's why they don't really check on us too often. But it's more geared towards boarding than it is grooming. But it can be enforced in a grooming environment if your conditions are not sanitary. You know what I mean? The Kenneling Society actually can get involved, and you can be cited for that.
Okay.
Really quickly, before we let you go here, how many calls do you think you get on average per day?
Well, right
or
now I'm actually on medical leave, but usually I would say I groom about, like, six dogs a day. And
six
I actually have a wait list. I do have a wait list, especially for the weekends. But at the swap meet, my actual salon, I do have lots of walk-ins. So typically, I would say on average about 10 dogs a day.
Okay, mobile and then at the shop, you said.
And then
dogs.
for mobile, I would say maybe a dog a day, sometimes two.
So you're currently full. You don't need any new customers right now, basically. Is that right? Until you expand.
I don't need them, but I welcome them. But, I mean, I do have a lot on my plate, and I'm looking to hire, but it's just I'm really picky because I centered my entire business around compassionate grooming, and there are very few gentle, compassionate groomers that I know of. So it's like finding a needle in a haystack, so...
Sure.
But at some point you will want some new business, though, correct?
Huh?
So at some point you will want some new clients, though, once you're ready to expand, though, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, once that comes, I'm sure, like, it would be worth it to, because are you guys going to be more centered around marketing and getting more customers?
No, we're going to do all of the above. We're going to do all of the above. So what we're going to have a platform to where you can log on there when you don't have work or when you're just looking for new clients, and you can, you know, put in a specific zip code that you're actually servicing, and that will give you all the clients who are looking for groomers like yourself, and you can be able to click on there, click on them, find out about the pet. Find out about, you know, a little info about the owner of the pet, and you can, you know, click, and it'll be like a $5 charge per lead, and that'll get you in direct contact with either a call or a text message or an email to the client to notify them that you're interested in grooming their pet, and, you know, you guys will be able to go ahead and connect from there.
Yeah, ideally,
so
we'd like to do
a type platform that connects you to the type of groomer that you want, right?
Yeah. We put you in direct contact with clients who want your specific services.
Okay.
So ideally, we will be doing everything for you, everything possible for you, except for the actual grooming. You know, if you desire.
I actually would probably be interested in doing that for my cat, because I'm actually looking to open in the near future, probably within the next 2 years. I want to open a cat exclusive grooming salon. And
that's
something that I've never seen in the state of California.
They actually do have them. I've seen them. They do have them out here.
They do? I've never seen one.
Yeah, they do.
But
I've seen them. I've been going through so many pet groomings. You have no idea. They're out there. You'd be surprised.
It's just, in my city, at least, I haven't seen any. And I think it's a really, like, untapped market, but it's hard to find new clients, new cat clients, because, you know, you don't see a lot of cats on the street.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of cats groomed either. I don't recall ever. I think I've seen maybe in my lifetime maybe two or three cats that I saw that were groomed, like shaved or something like that. But
and I think a lot of it is that there's very, very little education out there on breaking these myths that cats don't need grooming. They do absolutely do need grooming. So maybe, like, in your app, if you can incorporate just a little bit of, like, education.
That's a good point as well.
Because it is, they absolutely do need grooming. They enjoy grooming. It's just they don't like the sound of water. They don't like the sound. It's not that they don't like water. It's that they don't like the sound. So, if you can incorporate maybe, like, because I am all about educating my customers, and it does increase my sales, like, exponentially.
Right.
Like, a lot of my sales, I would say, are add-ons, because, you know, you cater to every dog's need. Also, maybe incorporate, like, a way for them to do a current picture, like, upload a picture of what the dog looks like currently right now.
Oh, yeah.
That will help with consultation beforehand, so that a person's not like, oh, my dog is in perfect condition. Okay, well, let's see a picture of your dog right now.
Yeah, that was something. That's something we considered, kind of before and after photos, along with their kind of profile and, you know, history.
That will help with
of each dog.
Well.
Yeah. So you're currently not doing any marketing or any advertising, any kind of promotion of your, aside from
my low income program that I'm about to come out with. I haven't really had any need to advertise a whole lot. The low income program, I'm just incorporating it because there's a lot of needy dogs out here and cats that are not really being taken care of. And, you know, I just kind of have a soft spot for that. So I'm trying to make time to, and also that's a means to fill in the spots that aren't being taken by my paid customers, like full price customers.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, we're pretty much we're taking, I think, more than enough of your time. We definitely would like, let's see here. Give me 1 second. Now, as far as the $100, we want to send you a check. Who should I make the check out to, and where should we send it?
I'm sorry, you said check?
Yeah, no, for the $100. Remember I told you that we would pay you $100 for your time? We'll send you a check. I just want to know who should we make the check out to and where should we mail it?
Christina Warren.
Okay.
H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Okay.
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay.
And 2207 East Broadway. Number
okay,
three.
You said 2207 East Broadway?
Yes.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay.
In Long Beach, California, 90803.
Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. So we have everything I need here, and the last thing I wanted to see if is it possible for us to get to keep an open line of communication with you? That way, you know, in the future we can give you a call just to pick your brain a little more, and then we'll obviously pay you for your time again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm totally up for improving my industry in any way that I can. I'm very passionate about it, so anything you guys need, just let me know.
Great.
Right, awesome.
Thank you so much for your time,
Christina. We'll definitely be in touch, and we'll get this check out to you as soon as possible.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.